我的名叫 Shirley。
I am Shirley。
我有两个儿子。
I have a Susan。
在
声音还没出来，
这样子可以吗？可以 ，OK。在我大儿子还差两个礼拜就退伍岁的时候，也就是去年三月，2015年的时候，有一次就照常着下了班准备去childcare接他。那
it was two weeks before my son was 5 years old. It is March of 2015.
那天呢，我也不觉得有什么特别，知道他们通常都会在校园的一个 park 那边等着父母亲来接，所以我就心里想着啊，要抓好自己的精神，因为接完之后他通常都会抓多手，冲回车上要回家，要做这个做那个。
It was a regular day, not much different from any other. And I was about to pick them up, and I was preparing myself. Usually they would rush into the car, and then we'll go home and do things.
但是那天当我看到他的时候，他好像是看到救星一样，但他没有任何的体力向我这边跑过来，我要过去。
But that day when I saw my son, he almost looked like he saw a savior, because he don't look like he had any energy.
我要过去把他抱起来。
I'm gonna pick him up and hold him.
因为他连走路的精神跟体力都没有，我就这样子把他抱起来，抱到车子里面。
And it looks like he didn't have any energy even to walk.
在抱的时候，就凭着这个自己一生的这个 instinct 啊，就开始这边摸一摸，那边摸一摸，东看西看。
So according to the instinction of me as a doctor, I started to touch him around and trying to find out something.
但是我看不到出些什么东西。
But I cannot discover anything.
所以我就问他。
So I asked.
你不舒服吗？
Are you uncomfortable?
你喉咙痛吗？你肚子痛吗？
You have a sore throat or stomach?
你耳朵痛吗？
Ear ache?
他就跟我摇摇头。
And he shook his head.
也就在那天开始，我就发现他不敢吃东西。
And starting from that day, I noticed that sometimes he was afraid of even eating food.
他连自己的口水都不敢吞咽。
And he had problem hard to even to swallow.
我发现他一整天没有一次排尿。
And sometimes he don't pee for an entire day.
一个礼拜没有一次上大号。
And he don't have a poop even for a whole week.
他的体重一天一天的下降。
And his weight is dropping day by day.
我也就一次接着一次带他去小儿科医生那边做检查。
So I brought him to the pediatrician again and again.
他的心智上面也在生病。
And intellectually, I think he has some problem too.
他整个眼神代表着，就是透露着很恐惧的一个眼神，每天都是这样子的看着我们。
I always see a fear in his eyes.
他不敢离开自己的家。
He was afraid to leave home.
一个喜欢跟小朋友玩在一起，连妈妈都可以不要的一个孩子，现在连自己的家门都不敢出。
He used to so love to play with friends and even forget mom. Now he was afraid to leave home.
他没有办法自己跟弟弟一起睡觉。
He can't just sleep with his brother.
他连眼睛闭起来他都不敢。
He was even afraid to close his eyes.
我那个时候清楚明白，我的孩子如果再找不出答案的话，不但是在身体上面他渐渐死去，在心灵上面他也渐渐离我离得很远。
I knew clearly that if we still can't find the root cause, both physically and mentally, it will be a huge disaster.
虽然说在找到答案之前，可能那段时间大概也只有三四个礼拜。
It was three to four weeks before we find out the answer.
但是在三个半礼拜内，他已经失去了，已经降了20%的体重。
But he lost 20% of his weight during three and a half weeks.
这个妈妈嘞，觉得非常的无助，非常的无能。
The mom felt very hopeless.
我记得自己在那个时候每天晚上 下了班很累，但是脑子想的就是要赶快的能够保住他的生命，不管能够有什么东西可以给他吃，或者是他愿意不小心吞进去些什么东西，都算一个卡路里，就算一个卡路里。
So even I'm so tired after work every day, but all my thoughts is around how to sustain his life. Even one extra calorie is precious.
那个时候小儿子两岁多。
My younger son was almost 2 years old.
他也是觉得很奇怪，为什么哥哥这么喜欢跟他玩的哥哥，一下子连他自己的存在好像都已经不在意了。
My younger son was surprised at why his older brother used to play so well with him, now even ignored his existence.
汤姆那个时候还在between jobs, 他自己的压力非常的大。
So at that time I was between jobs, I was under great pressure.
所以晚上的时候我就马上上了这个许多医疗网站去找寻答案。
Every night I searched through those medical websites trying to find an answer.
每天晚上直到弄得精疲力尽，真的是没有办法再把眼睛张开，就在最后的这一段小小的时间，我跟神想说不要 let me go.
I keep searching and searching until completely exhausted. At the last moment I pray silently to Lord, don't let me go.
不要放掉我的手。
Don't let my hands go.
神是信实的，他也是在他的话里面勉励我，我绝不弃绝你。
Lord is faithful, and in his words he told me that I will never forsake you.
我绝不离开你。
I will never leave you.
在四个礼拜内，我跟他的小儿科医生彼此的商讨，我们觉得他应该是有一个非常罕见的一个疾病。
Within 4 weeks, I kept talking with the pediatrician, and we concluded that he must have a very unusual situation.
这个疾病叫做熊猫症。
And some people call it the panda syndrome.
这熊猫症之所以叫熊猫，是因为它呢，一个是一个很长的名字，所以在英文里面他们就把它缩写完之后就变成叫 panda.
It's an acronym of a long medical term.
基本上是一个孩子在经过这个 strep 这样的 infection 之后，他的身体所产生的抗体把这个 infection 给弄掉了，但是这个抗体呢却不离开身体，继续的跑到大脑里面去，制造一个 inflammation 一个发炎的一个状况。
So it's a situation when there's some kind of infection, and even the situation went away, the antibody stayed in the body.
最后造成的症状呢，就是我大儿子所表现出来的，他们呢，他就是非常的恐惧到一个程度，就是他想着如果他吞口水，只要吞任何东西 ，something bad will happen， 有一些很恐怖的事情就会发生，所以他根本就不敢吞。
And it will end up in such a situation that my son was under such a fear that he don't even dare to swallow.He's afraid for bad things will happen to him.
知道这个的 diagnosis 之后，知道这个诊断之后，但还是有一些手续要做，因为毕竟他是不到5岁的孩子，所以也是做了很多其他的测验啊、scope 啊、穿管这些的 ，make sure 真的是没有其他的原因，才可以确认就是这个的诊断。
Even after the diagnosis, he went through lots of other examinations to be sure to conclude that is the case.
但是在这个时候我也发现他的情形越来越糟糕。
During this period, I find out his situation was getting worse and worse.
常常看着他的背影，就让我想起来他是一个，就让我想到一个孩子在做化疗的这个景象。
Looked at his back, it always reminds me seeing those kids going through chemotherapy.
我会问自己，一个妈妈的爱到底有多坚强。
And I asked myself,How strong can a mom's love can be?
看着自己的孩子，不但是在身体上面一天天的消弱，他的精神上面，他的神经上面也是一天天的在消弱。
While watching his own child getting weaker and weaker daily, and not just physically but also mentally.
他小儿科医生跟我讲，这个孩子就是你的新的孩子，你就必须要接受。
And the pediatrician said, "This is a new child to you. You have to accept it."
我的脑子就马上跟我自己讲，这个孩子不是我的孩子，我也不会接受。
And I'm telling myself this is not my child. It's hard for me to accept.
这样子的想法也就开始了好几个月来更仔细的调查找一个适合的这个treatment 给我大儿子。
It has been through multiple months to find out a suitable treatment for him.
虽然说每天早上还是很早要起来要看病人，那每天生活其实都是蛮紧促的。
I was a doctor, so every morning I would need to get up early and treat my patients. Very busy life.
有些时候常常这个脑子里面就会出现孩子的这个 image， 他的这个景象在我的面前，然后我就一下子就觉得好像整个人要垮下来。
And many times the image of my son will showing up and almost like I'm gonna collapse.
我常常在那个时候，我每一天都要用每一分钟跟神祷告。
I almost feel like every day I need to pray to the Lord minute by minute.
很简单的祷告，神啊，救我。
Simple prayer, Lord, save me.
神啊，帮助我。
Lord, help me.
爱我。
Love me.
所以我可以去爱别人。
So that I can love others.
所以在那段时间里面，虽然说精神上面还有身体上面的状况，我自己本身不是那么好。
Even though at that time, even for myself, physically and mentally, it was not so good.
但是神的恩典真的是足够。
But the Lord's grace was sufficient.
他借着我自己的病人带给我很多安慰，给我很多鼓励。
My own patients, he brought a lot of comfort.
天离地有多高？
And how high is the heaven above the earth?
我们的上帝，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人就有多大？
So great is love for those who fear him.
或者做一个医生的可以帮助自己的孩子在身体上面减少一些痛苦。
Maybe as a doctor can help his own children to feel a little better.
但是对在他的这个灵在他的灵魂上面我又能够做些什么呢？
But what I can do on his soul.
圣经上面教导我说神的道是活的。
And the scripture told us that the word of God is living,
是有效的
and active,
是比一切两刃的剑更锋利的
sharper than any two-edged sword,
是可以剖开灵与魂的
piercing to the division of soul and of spirit.
在这段时间里面，我的大儿子常常会跟我讲说，妈妈，我怕，我觉得 something is not right.
And during the days, my older son always told me that, Mom, I was afraid.
我就会把所有东西都放下来，不管那个时候在做什么。
I will immediately put down whatever I was doing.
我们就祷告。
And we prayed together.
我让他知道。
I wanted to let him know.
这位神是又真又实的神。
The Lord is a living God and faithful God.
是创造天与地的神，是创造你的神。
A God who created heaven and earth.And the God who created you.
或许妈妈、爸爸、医生们不知道怎么来帮助你，但是你的神知道。
Maybe dad and mom, and even the doctor don't know how to help you, but God knows how to help.
我大儿子在五月，也就是 Memorial Weekend 的前两天，接受了两天的IV infusion therapy.
So before the Memorial Day, he went through 2 days of infusion therapy.
这个 infusion therapy 得来的不易，因为 insurance 不愿意 cover.
It was a special opportunity because insurance was hard to get through.
很感谢神，他的身体也都接受了这些药物。
Thank the Lord that his body can sustain went through all these treatments.
在那个 long weekend, 我跟汤姆原本就决定要带小孩子去外面旅游。
And I was planned to go for vacation for out of town tour with Tom.
第二天晚上
Second, the next night,
带着小朋友去餐厅吃饭
and to a cafeteria with
我们从就不敢摆太多东西在他的盘子里面，因为知道他不会吃，就是对我来讲只是浪费。
Yeah, we dare not to put too much food in front of my son in fear that he can't eat much.
我们就没有在注意他，心里想着可能也是 you know, 就是要吐出来的就不敢吞的，但是他却吞进去了。
We dare not to even stare at him for fear of watching him spitting things out, but actually he swallowed the food.
他吞进去而且没有讲说他怕。
he swallowed the food and he didn't say that I'm afraid.
我跟汤姆高兴到连表情都不敢动，因为怕一动这个他就会发现，然后他就会那个。但是我们知道这不是他自己能够控制的。
We were so happy, and we feel like we need to hold our breath. We were afraid that even a facial movement will blow this off.
他大概吃了四五口。
He ate about four or five bites.
但对我们来讲，这是无比大的奇迹。
Only four or five bites, but to us, that's a big miracle.
我的孩子在这段时间里面，他清楚明白。
So this period that my son, he knew clearly.
他在这世界上只有一个人，他可以完全的依赖。
Only one in this world that he can rely on wholehearted.
那就是他在天上的父亲。
That's the Heavenly Father.
看见我孩子这样子慢慢的转变，不管是身体上面的还是心理上面的，他的心理上面还是带着很多的恐惧。
During my children, my child is getting better and better, even though he still went through some fears.
但是呢，他的心却是变得非常的 soft, 非常的 tender.
But his heart was getting tender and tender.
在六月份的时候，一个 Sunday School 的老师跑过来跟汤姆说话。
During June, a Sunday school teacher came to talk with Tom.
他说你的儿子要接受耶稣哦。
She said that your son was ready for accepting Jesus.
我跟我自己讲。
I told myself.
神在我们里面开始做的工。
The Lord started His work.
他必成就。他必成就。
And he will fulfill it.
在那段时间，我又慢慢的观察他。
And I observed my son closely.
我这个孩子出生就是天不怕地不怕。
When he was born, he was very bold.
没有太大耐心。
He don't have much patience.
对自己的感觉也是很不错。
And he had a good feeling about himself.
但是因为这个病的产生。
But because of this disease,
他改变了。
He changed.
他会开始怀疑自己讲的做的是不是合宜。
He started to be suspicious about what he said and what he did. He did right.
他会常常去怜悯别人。
He started to develop compassion for others.
他甚至可以到一个程度，是我觉得我也在向他学习的。只要有遇到困难的时候，不管是自己的困难还是别人的困难，他马上会说：“我们来祷告。”
And he developed this habit whenever there's a difficulty, not, regardless of his own difficulty or others, he will say that, "Let us pray."
作为一个母亲呢，我也在这段时间里面学习的一个喜悦的秘诀。
As a mother, I learned this.A secret source of joy.
就是在每一天平凡的日子里面的每一件事情，懂得数算恩典。
Is to count the Lord's grace in every single day, every normal day.
有一天，孩子还是没有办法回学校上课，因为他的情形还是蛮严重。但是我就是要去帮他拿作业。
There was one day that my son's situation was not good. He can't go to school.I needed to get his homework.
我就在开车到那边，发现那个时候有好多小朋友在外面玩。那这些小朋友都是以前老大常常一起玩的，他们的 after school program.
I drove to school and saw a lot of kids playing there, and they were my son's friend used to play with him.
我的眼泪就不停地流下来。
I can't stop my tears.
因为以前我看到这个情景，大家玩在一起，我没有他特别大的感动。但是现在我看到这个情景，我才明白，哇、wow、
！Because before I saw this so many times, it's so normal to me. But this time I realized
每一分钟每一口气都是神的恩典。
Every minute, every breath is the grace from the Lord.
现实生活是如何呢
？And what's the reality?
熊猫症。还是会有继续复犯的几率，而且几率是很高的。他也复犯过三次了。
The panda syndrome still have a
possibility to reoccur. Actually, there was three flare-up.
在这个研究结果就是应该是要到高中年龄之后，它复发的几率才会变小。
And the research says only after high school, the probability of the recurrence will be reduced.
但是神改变了我的心。
But the Lord changed my heart.
叫我不用每天在恐惧中生活。
So that I don't have to live in fear.
因为他的话语是实在的。
Because His word is truth.
他说我们不自消灭。
And he said that
we will not be consumed.
We will not be consumed.
因为耶和华的爱永不断绝。
Because the love of Jehovah will never cease.
因为他的怜悯永不止息。
Because his mercy will never cease.
每天早晨都是新的。
And his mercy is new every morning.
每天早上当我看到孩子带他们去上学的时候，我总是跟他们讲 Thank you God for this beautiful morning.
Every morning when I saw my kids went to go to school, I always say thank God it's a new morning.
感谢赞美主，我们有这么信实的一个信实的一位神。
Thank and praise the Lord, we have such faithful God.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他的信实是可以叫我们仰赖的。
And we can rely on his faithfulness.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Joyce.
大家好，我是 Joyce。
I am Lily's daughter.
我是林姊妹的女儿。
Many of you guys know my mom. She has been here in Kansas City for about 17, 18 years.
你们很多人认识她，她在这里差不多有17年了。
My dad was also here, and I was here for a little bit too. So this is home to me. I am happy that I'm home.
我爸爸也在这儿，我也在这里一段时间，所以这是我的家。
So tonight I wanted to give testimony to God, to thank him for his faithfulness and to thank everyone sitting here for your love for our family and for mom.
今天我要为神做见证，感谢他的信实，也要感谢在这里的每一位。
Kansas City Church is a very, very special place to many of us, for myself and to the people who have left and who have, who comes back frequently.
堪城对于我们来说，堪城教会是非常特别的。对于我还有我们所爱的人，对于我们常常要回来的人。
Every time I come back, I see new faces.
每次我回来都会看见新的面孔。
I remember Rosemary, Selena, Daniel, all of you guys were little, 2 or 3 years old when I was here. And now you guys are in college and Juby is already, you know, all the way ready for PhD degree.
我还记得这里，我在这里时候有很多很多孩子，还只有两三岁，现在有的已经读大学，有的已经在他们的博士的课程里面。
And every time I see church here, I think of this verse is the assurance of how beautiful Kansas City Church is to me and in God's eyes.
所以每次我回来看到这些，我就心里更加确信说，这里的教会实在是一个美丽的地方。
1 John chapter 4, 16 and 17, it says, 16b, God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect.
约翰一书四章十六节那里说，神就是爱，凡是住在神里的，住在爱里的，就是在神的里面。
So first thing I want to give God the glory for Kansas City Church and for the saints here.
我要为着这里的教会要感谢赞美主。
I want to thank you guys for all of you guys for all you have done for mom.
为你们为着我妈妈所做的。
So some of you guys may have known, many of you guys have known, mom came back from Taiwan visiting her mom who lived up to 103 years old. So she was there attending her funeral and she came backIn June of this year.
你们很多人都知道 我妈妈她回台湾是参加我的
外婆
外婆的葬礼哈。她在地上有103岁，她是所以我妈妈是6月份回来的。
Right, so from June to September, she she was here in Kansas City, and she has been complaining this abdominal pain.
当她 6月份 到 12月份 这段时间，她总是抱怨说这个肚子痛。
And in September, she went in and had a surgical removal of her gallbladder.
9月份她是动手术，拿掉这个胆结石。
And after that, she still has bloatedness and gassy. Just the whole lower abdomen is really still bothering her. That she sometimes couldn't sleep.
之后她仍然有肚痛，还有胀气。
A couple times she went to the ER as well.
然后有几次到急诊。
In November, earlier November, they found out that there was a tumor in her intestine, and they removed it and was confirmed that she has stage 4 colon cancer.
后来11月份发现有肿瘤，后来手术切除之后，后来发现有这个第四期的癌症。
And now we're ready for chemotherapy starting probably early December.
所以我们大概12月初就要开始准备她的化疗。
And all this time, I live in California with my family. My sister her and her family is in Singapore, and my brother is in Shanghai.
在这段时间，我自己住在加州，我的姐姐是在新加坡，我妹妹，我的弟弟是在上海。
And we are fully aware that every single member here in Kansas City, you guys have went out of your way, go the extra mile, bring food for mom, visiting her in the hospital, even as young as children who are in middle school went to see my mom, as old as people who are older than my mom went to see her.
我知道在这里每一位你们都在那里经历，不管是为他们准备食物，还是去看望他，我知道这里有中学的孩子去看他，还有比我妈妈年纪更大的也去看望他。
Giving her rides to the hospital to and from, praying for her, and making phone calls just to make sure that she's not lonely at home.
开车载她去医院，然后给她打电话，让她一个人不觉得太孤单。
And we're all very touched because what this shows me and shows my family is that the love of God is here.
我很感动，因为这叫我和我的家看见神的爱在这里。
I grew up in church, and a lot of times we know what the Bible says about God. But unless you really experience it individually, but also through the brothers and sisters here, you really don't know how real and how tangible and how assuring that love is.
我从小在教会长大，也知道圣经上所讲的这一切。不过，这个爱只有当你亲身的 那样的来经历到的时候，我才觉得那个爱是那么的真实，好像伸手就可以摸到。
So I want to thank God for all of you here for allowing His love to shine through you so that my mom and my family can be blessed.
我感谢这里每一位，让神的爱能够在你们身上彰显出来，能够让神得到荣耀。
So thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
And second thing, I also want to testify that God is so real here in Kansas City. I see His hands here.
还有一件事我要做见证，就是我看见神的手在这里。
Kansas City is church here is a growing family. It's journey, just like life. It's a journey, and I see that Kansas City here, the life here within the church, is a growing life.
我感觉到，在这里，这里生命是成长的。
So I was here maybe 16 years ago and working with growing together with a group of youth who are like Juby's sisters, their age, Anna, Lucy. They're all right now probably in grad school or married.
我大概是16年前在这里和我一起和几位姊妹一同长大，他们现在有的是在读研究生，有的已经结婚了。
And now I see that there's a younger group. There's a lot of you guys in that room earlier eating dinner. You guys are a little bit younger than them, but I know that growing here in Kansas City sometimes at this age can be a little bit difficult.
然后今天我在这也看到很多更年轻的孩子们。我知道说在康城，在这个年龄是不容易的。
You probably arguing with your sister and your brother and thinking that life is just crazy. All you do is just you bicker back and forth and they're just complaining. She's annoying me and I'm annoying her and this is life.
有的时候你可能觉得说这个生活就是疯狂哈，然后有很多弟兄姊妹他们也是彼此的抱怨。
And I just want to encourage the younger ones that, you know, it's, yes, it is annoying, but because we're family and family do annoy each other sometimes, but Kansas City is really a place that is filled with love. So don't feel like this is the end of it.
我在这里愿意勉励这些年轻的孩子们，也许有的时候我们感觉到自己被骚扰到哈，但是我们这是一个家庭。我们在这个家里面有时候就会互相有一些影响。
And what I have learned with that group of youth group that time, that lesson stayed with me is that at this age when you are just trying to navigate and you can't wait to grow up is that if we can find our identity in Christ, then you will have your assurance.
我自己的经验就是我们那时候年轻人在一起，我们觉得说作为一个年轻人最重要的是在基督的里面找到你的自我。
And like I said, Kansas City is, it's like a journey in life. So 3 years later, I came back here and I got married here.
在堪城的经历真的是一个生命的经历。然后三年之后我又回来，那时候我已经结婚了。
And my husband, Winston, is here. He also fell in love with Kansas City Saints here. And now I have three daughters.
我的先生 Winston, 他来这里，他也爱上这里的教会。现在我有三个女儿。
And again, I feel like just like a church is a journey, is a life. In our own life, we also go through different stages in life.
我觉得在这里教会的生活就是一个生命的旅程，一个探索。
Shirley mentioned earlier the life of a motherhood could be really unpredictable.
就像 Shirley 刚才所见证的，一个母亲的生命的探索有很多不可预测的。
And I also learned that just like our life in church, oops, I timed myself, so sorry.Like our life here in at home and at church is that we really just need prayer. When we have a prayer partner that walks us through the darkest valley, we see life and we see God together.
所以我们需要有祷告，我们需要有祷告的伴侣，然后当我们经过幽谷的时候，可以一起经过。
10 years ago, my dad passed away due to brain cancer.
十年前我的爸爸是因为脑癌去世的。
Also here in Kansas City.
也是在这儿。
And we, our family, again experienced the oneness of this church.
我们家一同的经历在主里面的合一。
And now that I am back, my mom is ill with colon cancer.
当我再回来，我妈妈又有这个直肠癌。
Our roots and our home has been Kansas City and has been the support and the love and the patience of all the saints here that guide us through. That's why we're so grateful and we are recipients of your blessing.
我们的家，我们的根都是在这里。我们看见你们的爱，看见你们的爱心和忍耐。
Kansas City Church is truly a reflection of body of Christ.
这里真的，你们把神的基督的身体能够表达出来。
It is a spiritual home for me and for my family.
对我们的家，这是我们属灵的家。
It is also a reflection of life journey.
也是我们生命的旅程的探索。
Just like our body, sometimes we're healthy and sometimes we're not.
我们身体有时候健康，有时候疾病。
I know our church life sometimes is healthy, sometimes we struggle and sometimes we thrive.
Yeah.在教会的生活有时候也是有时健康，有时候有挣扎。
But again, the love of God, if we abide, as we learned that, I learned that when we abide in Christ, then His life shines through us.
但是如果我们都住在神的里面，他的爱就借着我们彰显出来。
God is love, and all who live in Him live in God.
神就是爱，住在他里面的就住在爱里面。
And God lives in them.
神也住在他的里面。
And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect.
我们在他的里面，我们的爱就得以完全。
So my testimony tonight is to give the glory to God for Greater Kansas City Chinese Christian Church here.
所以今天晚上我的见证就是，因着堪城教会，我要把荣耀赞美归给。
Every time I come back, I see this love of God becoming more perfect and more glorious.
每一次我回来就看见说，那个爱在这里更加得以完全。
So praise God and thank you for all of you.
赞美主，也感谢每一位。
Mom's chemotherapy is going to be a long journey. It is not, it doesn't take few months. It's like a marathon.
妈妈的化疗不是一个短的过程，是一个就像一个马拉松，会是一个长长的过程。
I look forward to coming back here to see you guys and to grow with you guys, to learn from you guys, because our life together in Christ, it is a journey. Until we see Him the last day, we constantly change and become more like Him.
所以我还会回来，我也还要和大家一起成长，我们也要一同那里经历见证神。
Thank you and God bless you.
感谢神。
诗篇一百篇第四节到第五节告诉我们，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美。
And they brought food and we had lots to eat and they didn't leave until a few minutes. So we were, but I came and I looked at the food and my eyes said yes. My stomach said no.
今天下午一点钟有12个中国学生到我们家来，他们带了很多的食物，所以今天晚上我一来我的眼睛就亮了，但是我的肚子说不行不行。
I also want to thank Shirley and Joyce for the wonderful testimony.
我要感谢, 两位姊妹所做的见证。
It goes with our message tonight, and thank you so much, choir, for sharing with us the music.
要感谢, 诗班所献的诗歌。
You know, we're going to take a look here. In 1621 was the first Thanksgiving in America, and was a celebration of giving thanks to God for a good harvest and for all His goodness.
我们知道说在1621年，那是第一个感恩节，在那里要庆祝并感谢神，因为有一个丰收，也要感谢神的慈爱。
This was the first Thanksgiving. And, you know, there are Canada and the United States are two countries that have this Thanksgiving holiday.
我们知道说加拿大和美国这是两个庆祝感恩节的国家。
A little later, how this became a holiday in America.
我要讲一点，就是它怎么会成为一个北美的节日。
First of all, let us take a look at Ephesians 5:18. It tells us that we are commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
首先我们看以弗所书第5章18节，那里说我们要被圣灵充满。
That the Holy Spirit ought to fill us, just like you're full of food today.
就像我们要 吃很多的食物，我们要被圣灵充满。
But as we look at that verse, it also says that when we have this fullness of the Spirit, that we are joyful and thankful and submissive. These three words come together in Ephesians chapter 5.
那里, 我们看见有三个品格我们要有的，就是要喜乐，要感恩，要顺服。
And it's very interesting, in Colossians chapter 3, it tells us to be filled with the Word of God, to be filled with the message of Christ.
在哥罗西书第三章那里我们看见，叫我们说要被神的话语所充满。
And when we're filled with the Word of God, it also tells us these three things will happen, that we will be joyful, thankful, and submissive.
要我们要喜乐，要感恩，要顺服。
Now, you know, in some ways, we are also, when we're full, our stomachs, we're full of food. We're thankful to our wives, we're joyful, and we're submissive. Yes, I wash the dishes.
当我们肚子很饱的时候，我们要感谢我们的太太，我们要感恩，我们要喜乐，我们要洗碗。
Psalm 100. This is a wonderful psalm. Will you look at this with me today?
诗篇100篇。今天我想和大家一起看诗篇100篇。
And in Psalm 100, we see these three same characteristics.
我们看见这三种的品格。
First of all, for our young people, we've been studying the psalms together on Friday nights.
我们年轻人，我们星期五在一起读诗篇。
Psalm 100, we do not know who wrote it. It's unknown. Of course, it was inspired by God.
我们不知道, 作者是哪一位？我们知道是神的灵所感动的。
And the type of psalm here is a grateful praise.
这首诗篇称作称谢诗。
Now, grateful praise doesn't happen just when things are going well. Grateful praise is our testimonies tonight, giving thanks even through difficult times.
这个称谢诗 不仅仅是说一切都好的时候献上的，有时候是在难处的当中。
So let's read together this psalm quickly, and you may read it in English or Chinese, I don't care what language, but let's read this together, please.
我们一起读，中文或者英文都可以。
Shout for the Lord, to the earth, all that
hath.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
你们当晓得耶和华是神, 我们是他造的, 也是属他的,
we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, and praise His name. For the Lord is good, His loving endures forever, His faithfulness continues to all generations. When you buy a car, whether it's an old car or a new car, you have to pay attention. You look at the owner's manual. There are certain things you have to pay attention to.
当你买了车, 不管新旧, 你都要很小心的看那个使用手册。
And you look at that owner's manual, and this car will speak to you. Certain lights will come on to tell you something.
啊，有的时候的，当有些灯亮了，表示这个车有什么话要跟你说。
So for example, the gas light comes on, it's time to fill up the gas.
那你看到那个加油的灯吗？亮了，你就知道说该加油了。
Well, the battery light comes on. It's time to recharge the battery.
啊，电池的灯亮了，你就知道说这个电池要充了。
A week ago, my gas light come on. It told me I have 50 miles.
上个星期我的油箱的灯亮了，说我还有50英里。
And so I knew after the young people's meeting on Friday night, I would stop for gas, and I stopped for that gas station had already closed.
所以星期五年轻人聚会之后我就去加油，但是我平时去的那个加油站就关掉了。
I have a gas card, it's only for Phillips 66, so I kept driving, where is the next Phillips 66?
我有一张加油卡是那个 Phillips 66的，所以我就开着到处找。
Finally, I got off the state line road, and I pulled in the gas station, and you know, it was on zero.
我在 State Line 那条街最终找到了一个加油站，然后那个指数上说我的里程剩下来是只有零。
I do not recommend that.
所以你们别这样子。
Your car needs gas. Your battery needs to be charged. And our hearts need to be filled with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit so that we would be filled with joy.
所以我们的车需要被油充满，需要充足的电。那我们这个人应该被神的话语，被神的灵来充满。
So in Psalm 100, it tells us to be joyful.
所以诗篇100篇要教我们要喜乐。
What are the causes for rejoicing?
我们为什么而喜乐？
You know, happiness is external. Happy birthday, happy Thanksgiving, you know, a smile, that's external. But joy...is internal. It's in the heart. It's inside. The joy of the Lord.
我们知道说这个高兴它是外在的，那喜乐它是里面的。
So we have joy of salvation.
我们有救恩之乐。
Talking to young people about Psalm 32, when we know that our sins are forgiven, we have joy of the Lord. He's taken away our sins. He's forgiven us.
我们读诗篇32篇，知道说我们喜乐。因为神救赎了我们，他拿去了我们的罪。
And David spoke in Psalm 51 that I can have the joy of my salvation restored when I renew my fellowship with God.
在诗篇51篇，大卫喜乐，因为说他能够仍得救恩之乐，能够恢复跟神的交通。
And it tells us that a person who turns to God, that there's joy in heaven.In the presence of the angels, God is rejoicing when a person comes to Jesus Christ and accepts salvation.
我们知道说，当一个人信主归向神的时候，在天上要为他喜乐，天使也为他喜乐。
As we sang tonight, there's a joy of God. There's a joy in God's presence. We feel the closeness of God. There's joy that He gives us.
我们知道有神的喜乐，神同在的喜乐。
God is in control. God reigns, and that gives us joy. We may have worries, we may be afraid, but God is in control. We can have joy and peace.
神掌管一切，这个叫我们喜乐。我们有恐惧，我们有害怕，但是神掌管一切，叫我们的心可以喜乐。
And then there's joy in trials.
还有在试炼中的喜乐。
James tells us to count all things.Count all things to be joy.
雅各书里说，你们在各样试炼中都要有大喜乐。
Even in difficulties we don't understand that are so difficult. Lord, I don't understand this, but I will give you thanks and please help me. As we heard this tonight, these testimonies.
有时候难处太大，我们不明白，但是我们仍然感恩，仍然向神祈求，求他来帮助我们。
Do you know when Thanksgiving became a holiday in America? It was 1863. President Abraham Lincoln, in the middle of the Civil War, declared we need to have a day of thanks.
那我们知道说感恩节开始的时候是在1863年，那是在南北内战的时候，林肯总统他在征战的当中说我们需要有一个停下来献上感恩。
The pilgrims, they give thanks with their neighbors, the Indians. They have Thanksgiving feast, the first Thanksgiving.
那些清教徒他们邀请印第安人他们在一起庆祝感恩。
They had gone through a difficult first year.
他们的第一年真的不容易。
Maybe you would remember that. Your first year in America was difficult also.
也许你还记得你在美国的第一年。
But we learn that joy, the joy of the Lord, the joy that God gives us is to be in our hearts.
他们就说神的喜乐，神给我们的喜乐是在我们心里的。
Maybe the light has come on that you need to renew that joy with God.
也许当那个灯亮的时候，就是说我们要心里面重新得着这样的喜乐。
Expressions of joy. How do we express our joy?
我们怎么样来表达这个喜乐？
Psalm 100 says here, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs."
这里诗篇100篇说，当向耶和华欢呼，当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Shout for joy.
向他欢呼。
Have you ever shouted that you've been at a baseball game or an activity of your children and you shout for their team or you cheer on your child? You shout for joy.
你有没有这样的经历？比方说你去棒球比赛或者你儿子的球赛，你在那里为他们加油，为他们欢呼。
Shout for joy. Do we cheer? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Shout for joy.
我们在那里欢呼赞美，感谢归给神。
We worship the Lord. We're told to worship the Lord with gladness.
我们当乐意侍奉神。
I thank the choir for their gladness. We saw as they sang the praises to God.
我感谢诗班，我们看见他们怎样的赞美神。
And then we are to have joyful songs. Sing to the Lord a new song. Over and over in the Psalms, it tells us He puts a new song in our hearts.
我们要向神唱新歌。
And so we sing, and we ought to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, rejoice always. Start your day with praise.
我们要常常的喜乐。
I don't know, maybe some of you sing in the choir, maybe in the shower. Or when you're driving your car, you're singing. Wherever it is, shout for praise and sing to God.
你是不是冲凉的时候还是开车的时候都会向神欢呼？
So, the first thing, God's Word fills us. God fills us. His Spirit fills us. We ought to have joy. And if you're lacking in that joy, the joy light comes on. You need to have that joy.
所以如果神的话，神的灵充满我们，我们里面应该有喜乐。如果不是这样，我们里面那个灯应该亮了。
Second is sometimes the engine light comes on.
有时候那个引擎灯亮了。
And that the engine light comes on. Recently, my wife's car, the engine light comes on and it won't go off.
最近我太太她的车的那个引擎灯亮了，她也不熄掉。
So we went to have it checked out. Now the engine light comes on. That's serious problems.
我们就去检查，因为这个灯亮了就表示有很大的问题。
So,We found out it's the transmission.
我们发现是传动系统的问题。
It would cost more to fix it than it's worth.
这个修理就不值得了。
So now we have to pray as we get in the car that it will work.
所以我们现在要祷告，就是有辆能够开的车。
My small car goes on long trips, but her car goes on short trips.
我开一辆小车是开远路的。那进入的他那辆车就需要有一个能开的。
Now this is our second word, submission. We submit to God. We decide that we're going to obey God, no matter what.
所以我第二个要说的就是顺服。我们要不管在怎样的环境下面，都要顺服神。
That reminds me of the transmission. We'll be driving that, my wife will be driving that car, and she wants it to get going, and it won't. Submit.
我就想到我们这个
it won't go in the next gear.
我就想到我们车的那个传动系统，当它出了问题，你要踩油门，你要换挡，它就不往前。
No, sometimes we're like that. God has a plan for our lives. God wants us to do this, and we won't submit. We won't. Our transmission won't go into the next gear.
好像有时候我们的人就像这个车一样，神有计划，神要我们怎样的向前啊，但是我们这个人好像车子一样，不肯换挡。
And tells us here the word to submit in Psalm 100, submit to Jehovah, to the Lord as God. He is in control. He is God.
我们要晓得，当晓得要顺服神，他是耶和华。
Know that He is God. It is this knowledge that we can have by experience.
我们要当晓得耶和华是神。
And then we're to submit to Jehovah as Creator. It is He who made us. He made us. He knows what we're capable of doing. He doesn't ask of us something that we're not capable of doing.
我们应当晓得我们是他所造的，所以他知道我们的一切，他也知道我们能做什么。
We're to submit to Jehovah as our Master. It tells us here that we are His.
从这个第三节也说我们是属他的，所以我们要顺服他，就像顺服他是我们的主。
We submit to Jehovah as Lord. We are His people.
这同一节又说我们是属他的，我们是他的民，所以我们要顺服他，像我们的王。
So when God speaks to our hearts, what should be our reply? Yes, Lord.
如果神向我们的心说话，我们的回应应该是什么？应该说是。
And then we submit to Jehovah as our shepherd. We are the sheep of His pasture.
我们要向这一位牧人顺服，因为我们是他草场的羊。
So in Proverbs 3, it tells us to trust in the Lord and to lean not on our own understanding.
所以在那里，箴言说要顺服耶和华，不可以依靠自己的聪明。
And so we are to, it tells us here, in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你要顺服神，抵挡撒旦，他就离开你们逃走了。
So when your engine light is coming on, it may be a signal to us that we need to not only trust God, but we need to submit to God. We need to obey Him.
就像那个引擎灯亮了一样，应该给我们一个信号，说叫我们知道说，我们不光是要信靠他，我们要顺服他。
And then the third thing that we are to be thankful.
第三件事我们要感恩。
The third light that comes on to the engine tells you the oil light.
第三个灯是这个油箱的灯。
When this oil light comes on, it means your oil needs to be checked or maybe changed.
这个是机油的灯哈，如果它亮了，表示说你的车要该引擎要换油了。
Here are three ABCs about this oil change that we need to think about.
我用 ABC 来帮助大家记得。
That we need to be thankful in all things. Approach God. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise to Him.Praise His name.
你们当赞美，称谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院。
When you open prayer in the morning, or whenever you pray to God, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? I want this, I want that, I don't like this, I don't like that.
所以当你赞美祷告神的时候，你嘴巴里出来的第一个字是什么？是我要这个，我要那个，还是我不喜欢这个，不喜欢那个？
Or do you start out with praise? Thank God. Thank God for what I have. Thank you, Lord.
我们从称谢开始，感谢主。
And then the second thing is believe. Believe God. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
这里第二个就是要第二个就是要相信神，因为神的美善和他的爱是永远长存。
Remember that God is good. right now I don't understand something that's going on in your life or my life, but I know God is good, that there's a good purpose in this.
我们知道说神是好的，神是善的。 不管我们的经历是怎样的，神仍然是那位美善的那一位。
So I believe that God is good all the time. Taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And He is that which is good. And then His love endures forever.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His love endures forever. There's a psalm, Psalm 136. It starts out, it's kind of like it was sung. Between two groups here, like the men would say one part, maybe the women would say another part, but it would go something like this. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And the other part, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever.
所以这里有一首诗歌，就好像是两边对应的唱的。左边就说，把赞美献给神，因他是美善。 然后右边就说，因为他的慈爱，他的爱永远长存，然后就来回这样三次。
Maybe we ought to practice that when we're facing some difficulties or some trials, and we start saying, "I thank God," and the other person says, "His love endures forever."
也许我们在难处失恋里面，我们应该有一点这样的练习。我们一边说感谢神，他是美善，然后另一边说他的慈爱永远长存。
And then His faithfulness continues throughout all generations.
他的信实直到万代。
Every generation passes on the truth of God and His faithfulness.
这一代到那一代都要述说神的信实。
But you know, when you talk about oil, that oil light comes on, A, B, C, the C thing is we have to change the filter. It's not enough to put in new oil, after a while, you know, what is it, every 3,000 miles or 5,000 miles, you have to change the oil. You have to put on a new oil filter.
所以当那个灯亮的时候，你是要换油了，你要改变。
And this is so true. Instead of complaining and thinking about these things, we ought to remember this is the oil filter. We need a new filter. Philippians 4:8.
所以我们就要知道说，当这个灯亮的时候，是不是抱怨的时候，乃是要改变的时候。腓立比书4:8。Finally,
brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Think about such things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。So
having a thankful heart, every so often we need to change the oil.
所以要一个感恩喜乐的心，我们就像要常常换油一样。
We not only put in the new oil, but you better change the oil filter. It's gotten dirty.
所以我们不只是把新的油放进去，我们要把那个过滤的网要换掉。Instead
of complaining, we need to be thankful.
我们不应该在那里抱怨，我们应该感恩。So
if we are controlled by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, then we will reveal it in the way we worship God.
如果我们被神的话和圣灵掌管，我们就会
Instead of being unthankful, we will be led by the Word and by the Spirit to be joyful in the Lord, submissive to the Lord, and thankful to the Lord.
我们被神的话和圣灵掌管，我们就会喜乐、感恩，还有顺服。
Remember, it is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy.
所以并不是那些高兴的人，他们就感恩，而是感恩的人，他们就会喜乐。
The pilgrims thank God. They thank their neighbors. They thank their friends for their help.
那些清教徒，他们感谢神，他们感谢别人，感谢那些帮助他们的人。
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
这个感恩节你为什么而感谢？
Remember when drinking from the fountain, think about its source.
我们记得哈，这个这里说要饮水思源。
So let us be thankful, let us be joyful, and let us be submissive to God. Let's check the lights on our life, our, like the car, the lights that come on about the car. Let's check the lights.
让我们感谢、喜乐和顺服，让我们看看我们自己那个灯，我们应该看见什么。
Let's go. Thank you. Oh, excuse me. I forgot one thing. We have a calendar here with our theme for next year that this Christ will build his church. And so I have three gentlemen.